Hey, Sarai Man, coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. You know, I recorded the last podcast right after the Broncos 49ers preseason game. And the only downside to that is when I do it late at night like that, I forget about some things I wanted to talk about. And then I go, man, you know, I got to follow up and talk about those points. Plus, there were a couple other points from last week and some things that came up this week that I wanted to touch base on as well. Now, the snow-capped helmets, the white helmets the Broncos are going to wear, like the games they chose the Jets game week 5 at home, and then they chose the Patriots on Christmas Eve. I like both games they chose. There's a couple games I'm going to this year. I'm not going to either one of those as it stands right now. I was kind of hoping they would have it at one of the ones I'm going to, but hey, good choices. The Jets game is going to be a big game, obviously. That's kind of been built up already with the Nathaniel Hackett and Sean Payton thing. So that'll be interesting. And then the Patriots on Christmas Eve, that just makes sense. Another game right around the holiday. Have something interesting. And I think the snow-capped helmets fit perfectly with a game on Christmas Eve. So I really like the dates that they chose, even though they didn't choose one of the games at this point in time. I will be at the stadium for myself. Now, the other thing, the Broncos officially unveiled the new Jumbotron. Man, that thing is huge. That thing is huge. I don't think fans are going to understand how big that is until they actually are in the stadium. I mean, basically, the top of that Jumbotron now basically almost is in line with the top row of the stadium. That's how big that thing is. I think they said fourth biggest in the league. I don't know. I would almost maybe have the Broncos remeasure, see if it's fourth. Might be a little further up. That's just my opinion. Now, the other thing, too, is I didn't mention it before the Niners game, but Albert O, a tight end, I had mentioned should just trade him, cut him, do whatever we're going to do. He's been making a push in practice. Now, it did not come through in the Niners game, preseason game on the field, but apparently he's been making a push other than that. So I'm interested to see if he might make the roster. I mean, on a Sean Payton roster, there is a good chance you're going to keep four tight ends, especially if one can be a hybrid as a fullback or something like that. I don't know. I really thought he was off the team for sure, but he has made a push in training camp and throughout practice and right around before and after the Niners preseason game, so we will see. I wanted to talk, too, a little more about Javonte Williams. I don't think I touched base enough on Javonte Williams in my podcast following the Niners-Broncos preseason game. That is pretty impressive considering that the knee injury that he had, the multiple tears coming back, and to look the way he did. Now, okay, he got jitters, dropped that first pass. I like the joke that I heard Sean Payton made to him. Like, basically, can't believe you dropped a screen pass that would have gone 80 yards for a touchdown or whatever. That's pretty hilarious. I like that. But dropped that first pass, came back, and when Russell Wilson got in trouble, comes back to Russell Wilson, understands where he needs to be, and makes the catch the very next time. And Russell Wilson went right back to him, to his credit. Hey, you dropped the ball, I'm going to come right back to you. And he looks good. He looks good. At the time I'm recording this, Jonathan Taylor is still up for trade. There are rumors of teams out there. Apparently the Broncos poked around. I don't know. I think our backfield with Williams and McLaughlin, and I think it's okay. I mean, we've got some other good backs on the roster as well. I think it's fine. I don't know if I would give up more draft capital to go get somebody else. I think our running backs are going to be a big, big asset and a big feature for the Broncos offense this year. And we have to remember, we have Perine from the Bengals as well. So McLaughlin, Javonte Williams, and Perine is a three-headed monster. And we have some other depth in that running back room. I just wouldn't poke around the Jonathan Taylor thing. He's a dynamic back, yes. But I think before season's end, one Bronco running back, maybe more, will be recognized as a dynamic back as well. So that's just my opinion. Keep our draft capital. Our running back room is fine. I wouldn't mess with it. That's my opinion. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about is the uniform schedule. Broncos finally released it. Usually they release it way back a little earlier in the summer. They took a while this time. Some interesting things. Week 2 against the Washington Commanders, we wear our white road jerseys at home. First time in 20 years. And I remember the last time we wore them at home. We had a situation with the Chargers. We took the wrong uniforms out to the West Coast. Chargers had to wear their dark blues. And it was a hot day. And they were irritated, to say the least, that the mistake was made. So to return the favor, later in the year, we wore our white uniforms at home while the Chargers got to wear the blue in Mile High. And we still pasted the Chargers anyways. I remember Shannon Sharp had a big game that game for the Broncos. And so it's been about 20 years, and now we're going to finally wear our whites at home again. I like the changeup. I like that. I kind of like when other teams do that, that sometimes they'll wear their whites at home. Sometimes they'll wear their color jerseys at home. I like that. I kind of like the idea of varying it up a little bit. And then the Color Rush uniforms that are going to go with the snow-capped helmets, week 5 against the Jets, of course, and week 16 against the Patriots. So obviously I already talked about that, but that'll be great to see that combination together. And then the interesting thing, our Super Bowl blues, or the original blues when we changed uniforms way back there in 97, that we had as our primary for so many years, before, obviously, we switched back to orange being the primary. Only wearing them once this year against the Vikings at home. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's a sign that we know that, obviously, the Broncos are working with Nike for new uniforms. There's rumblings it'll be as early as next year. Maybe that's fading the navy blue out a little more to make orange even more prominent. Who knows? Maybe it's just that they already messed enough with the uniforms on the schedule. Went, you know what? Let's just find one place to plug the blues in. Who knows? But kind of interesting, they're only putting the blues on one time this year. Now, the other thing we have to talk about, Randy Gradishar, all pro, amazing linebacker for the Denver Broncos Orange Crush. Finally, a senior finalist for the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Long, long, long overdue. I mean, Gradishar played before and after I was born. But I'm a Bronco historian. I've gone back and watched all the games. You know, way back when he played, everyone I could get my hands on. I mean, he was dynamic. And you hear the rumblings, especially throughout Broncos country, if the Hall of Fame doesn't do the Broncos any favors. I'm glad he's getting in. I'm thankful he's getting in, but it should have been years ago. I feel that there's so many other players that got in well before Randy Gradishar that shouldn't have. I think it's interesting. I even heard an interview with Steve Atwater, who, of course, is in the Hall of Fame, and he even admitted, he goes, I shouldn't have gone in before Gradishar. So, now, it's not official until January. He has to get 80% of the vote in terms of the committee that, you know, picks the senior finalists. But, boy, you got to think. He's kind of been on that list for years. You got to think this is going to go through. There's only 3 finalists. It just feels like it's going to happen. Congratulations to Randy Gradishar. It's just long overdue. I mean, he played in a different era of football. He was on the field for almost every down. You just don't see that anymore in the NFL. And I mean, he was a bruiser, and it's just so neat if he finally gets in. You hope that opens the door for other Broncos like Louis Wright and some other ones that still aren't in the Hall of Fame that should at least be on the ballot or be being considered. Hopefully this kind of opens the door for them as well. And the other thing I want to talk about as we close this out, the Broncos have been having joint practices with the Rams leading up to the preseason finale. And sounds like the quarterbacks have had a good initial day. They still have one more practice tomorrow on Thursday. I'm recording between the two joint practices they're having. And there's a lot of rumors that Russell Wilson may not even play Saturday. They may hold out a lot of the starters because they're getting a lot of good work in already day one with these joint practices. And from what we heard, no big fights. Yay. No big fights. Because, boy, some of the joint practices this year, there are like major fights breaking out. I know Sean Payton, it was mentioned that he said something like, no, let's focus on the work. Let's not get into little quarrels and everything out on the field. And it sounds like the players are listening to him, which it just keeps sounding like they're just getting his message. And really, would you put any of the starters out there for the preseason finale? I don't know. I mean, my opinion, Russell Wilson looks like the Russell Wilson of old and also morphing into the Sean Payton offense. There are opinions across the board on that, but I already mentioned it. He was decisive in the 49ers game. He went through his progressions. When it broke down, he ran, or he found the outlet receiver that came back to him. I mean, I don't know. He looks exactly like what we're looking for out of our quarterback in the Sean Payton system, and I can't believe he's not just going to continue to grow from it. And, of course, there was a special guest at practice this week. Drew Brees came into town. Apparently he was in to visit family or something, came by the facility, and he was even talking with Russell Wilson. You can't tell me. You cannot tell me. There wasn't plenty of discussion back and forth in terms of how it progressed for Drew Brees. Absolutely, that was going on. You cannot convince me that was not going on. So, one more preseason game against the Rams, and then we can start the countdown for real. Cannot wait. And it's been a fun preseason and training camp just from the standpoint of seeing Sean Payton get everything that he believes in implemented, the players buying in. And I really hope we surprise some people this year. I mean, I've felt the last few years we've had a great team on paper. We just haven't had the proper coaching. Nathaniel Hackett, we've already gone over that. And let's see what we can do now. Now that we've got the right coach in place that's going to put his players in situations to be successful, let's see what we can do tackling this schedule coming up. Of course, as soon as we get past the final preseason game against the Rams. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country and on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.